go. Warming up. Getting nice and loose. Getting blood flowing down to the muscles of the legs.
Who's gonna play with me?
Nice low resistance. You're gonna start at level 3, and that's where you can just barely feel the bike working against you. Low resistance, nice high cadence.
The parents are sleeping.
Today's workout is all about maintaining a high cadence, really working on keeping the leg speed in that magic zone around 85, in between 85 and 105. It's the most efficient speed at which to be pedaling. Go ahead and start dialing in that good form. Make sure your pedal strokes are circular, your heels are down, you're pulling all the way through the pedal stroke. One way to check and make sure you're doing that is that at the bottom of your pedal stroke, you should feel like you're scraping something off the sole of your shoe. Shoulders are down and relaxed, your core is nice and tight, nice and stable. You can check that core stability by taking one hand off of the handlebars, and you shouldn't move any more or any less. Lower back's nice and flat, and your whole body should be fairly relaxed. Should feel pretty warmed up now. Nice and loose. I'd add about a quarter turn of intensity if you're on a spinning bike. You're gonna go up to level 4, moderate resistance for sitting down. And here we go, up out of the saddle. Make sure your legs are nice and quick. You can match your cadence to the tempo of the music. You want to have good leg speed all through this workout.
All this time we've accomplished so much.
We're going to pick up the tempo here at the chorus. Get ready for it. Here we go, add a little bit of speed. You're not sprinting, you're just adding enough of a tempo increase to make yourself a little bit uncomfortable. And back it off. Sit back down in the saddle, leave the resistance where it's at. Should be at 4, moderate resistance for sitting.
I let you down when you're not around, you know. I can't be trusted with anything. All this time we've wanted so much to just belong. Why can't we just feel love?
Here we go, same thing. Pick up that tempo. Keep it nice and quick. And turn up the resistance one more click. We're at level 5 now. It's high resistance for sitting down. And get up out of the saddle. Keep that cadence high. All the way through the bridge. And pick it up again. Those legs going a little bit quicker. Add a little bit of speed. It's a little bit harder here. Got more resistance this time. You can back the tempo off. Have a seat. Take the resistance back down to 4. We're going to time trial through this song. Nice constant power output. With those legs going nice and quick, find a good cadence, an intensity level that you can keep for about 5 minutes. You're at a moderate resistance for pedaling. Shouldn't be too easy.
Look all around me, don't see anything I know.
It's a pace that's a little bit challenging, but something you can hold for hours and hours.
But I can't clarify if I'm 100 miles ahead or 100 miles behind. But I don't wanna make you cry. Am I 100 miles ahead or 100 miles behind? It's gonna rain.
And let's add about a quarter turn of resistance.
It's
get up out of the saddle. We're at level 5 now. It's moderate resistance for standing.
Sickness and worse.
And keep that constant power output. Constant.
When I fail, can I carry you? Can I love that well? Oh.
Let's sit down, leave the resistance where it's at. Should feel like moderate to high resistance for sitting down. Keep that cadence constant.
Mind is racing and I'm sorry if it hurts.
This is gonna feel like a little more effort. Not quite flying
effort. I've never been somewhere that
but
I
more effort.
Could
keep
reverse.
That power output nice and steady.
If I don't wonder, if I don't take my time, am I 100 miles ahead or 100 miles behind? It's gonna
resistance off to 4, some moderate resistance for pedaling while seated. If you can, pick that cadence up a little bit more to compensate. Remember, we're keeping a constant power output throughout this song. push out strong. Still a constant power output.
It's such a tired game. Will it ever stop?
It's same thing,
how
gonna
will
time
this
trial?
All play out of sight, out of mind now.
This is a constant aerobic effort.
By now we should know
how to communicate instead of
coming to
blows on our
road. And
this
there ain't no stopping
three.
Us now. We're burning under control.
It's an aerobic effort.
Isn't it strange how we're all burning under the same sun by now?
These songs are meant to do two things in this workout.
The same old game, but do we really want to play?
The first is to ensure that you can keep that nice, quick
cadence
for a long period of time. Trying to program that into the muscles of your legs, teaching them to fire at this rate. The other thing is to increase that aerobic capacity through base building. So this is a little bit of zone 3 endurance work.
And it won't take too long, 'cause words all burn the same. And who we gonna blame now and all? It's such a crying shame. It's such a crying shame. It's such a crying shame.
That form, double check that your form's still good. Shoulders are down and relaxed. You've got a slight bend in your elbows. Your heels are down. Your feet are moving in a circular pattern, not firing up and down like pistons, moving it around and around in circles. Back is still flat. Make sure your neck and your head are relaxed. If you clenched your toes up in your shoes, unclench them right now.
Are we losing what we were? It's such a tired game. Will it ever stop? It's not for me to say. And is it in our blood? Or is it just our fate? And how will this all play out? Upside out of mind. Who we gonna blame all in all? Just the crying shame. It's such a crying shame. It's such a crying
Put all the way to the end.
Shame,
keep that cadence
shame,
high.
Shame.
And back the resistance down to 3. Get those legs going nice and quick. Quick. It's easy resistance now. You should be able to really spin here. Don't want to go so fast that you're bouncing up and down in the saddle. But give me a quick effort here. Back it off front turn, back down the four. Down in the saddle. Quick legs. Distance down a quarter turn. Okay, it's time to do some fairly quick climbing. Starting at four, we're up out of the saddle. This is easy resistance for standing. And add the first little touch of resistance. Right here.
Same eyes.
Up to five now.
Same feeling frame. We can try disguise. Compromise rights, and I know what you're thinking.
Keep it quick.
We wear the same dress.
Even though we're going uphill, we still want the cadence to be nice and quick.
Is this what sits our weekend pride? I do, I know, cause you're my blood.
My blood. It's a fairly short hill, so it shouldn't be too difficult to sustain a pretty good pace all the way up. We're going to stay in this resistance for the rest of the song. Settle down, and as soon as your legs feel like they're giving out a little bit, pull more power out of yourself. Your legs start slowing, bring them back a little bit faster. Quick. Back off your resistance to 5, stay up out of the saddle. We're gonna stay in 5 for this whole song. It's just a question of whether we're gonna be standing or sitting. This is just moderate resistance for standing work. So keep that cadence nice and quick.
Things okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truths, and I don't care.
And sit could you down. Keep your legs going quick. It's gonna hurt to be pushing this resistance. It's medium to high for seated work. It's gonna hurt to push this kind of resistance for a long time. Your legs are going to be slaying, but keep them quick anyway.
Are you happy now?
At 5, get back up out of the saddle. This song is going to be more of the same, keeping that high cadence while pushing some fairly large resistance. Legs nice and quick at the beginning here.
Our lives we arrange.
and sit down here. Same idea. Moderate to high resistance. Keep the cadence quick. Get up out of the saddle and add some resistance. We're gonna go up to 6 here. Keep it quick. It's moderate to high resistance for standing. Keep those legs going. Take your resistance all the way back down to 4, moderate resistance, and sit down. And we're going to use this song for descending. So take your resistance down a little bit more, down to 3. Back where you can barely feel your bike working against you. Quick, quick, quick legs. We're coming downhill now. Should feel easy. Spin at this intensity level. Up to 4, moderate resistance for sitting. Keep those legs quick. Let's pick it up again. Get that tempo a little bit quicker. Nice and fast. Yeah. Of me. resistance, come up out of the saddle, keep it quick. Got one more pickup, we're going to be standing on this one. Back off that tempo. We're going to do some on and off sprints. They're going to come up right away here. Here we go. And on. Legs going as quick as they'll go. And back it off. Here we go. And on. Legs quick. And back it off. Keep those legs nice and quick. We're still in five, we're still standing. Cadence is still fairly quick. And go ahead and sit down and back your resistance off to four. Got more on and off sprints for you. Here comes another one. And on, sprint, and off. Keep the cadence quick. Here we go again. And on, back it off. Keep the legs quick, but not sprinting. Moderate resistance, keep that cadence high. Those legs quick. We're not backing off. We're almost to the end, but we're not backing off. This is not easy. This is not recovery. This is work. Keep your legs going quick. Legs are still fast. Here's the last little bit. Push your tempo. Build some speed. You can accelerate. Your body might be telling you, no, this is as fast as I can go, but pull a little bit more energy out of your legs. They don't think they can go faster, but you know you can. Keep those legs quick. All the way to the end. Bring your back your resistance all the way off. Let's cool down. Resistance is off, spinning it out nice and easy. Let your heart rate and breathing come back down to normal. Let the lactic acid spin out of your legs.
Hey.
if your heart rate and breathing are back down to normal, you can let the bike start spinning to a stop. If you need some more time to bring your heart rate and breathing rate down, keep spinning out. And dismount, let's get ready to stretch. Let's start with an Achilles stretch. Get your toes up against a wall, or if you're on a spinning bike, put your foot up against the spinning bike with your heel on the ground. Lean into the bike with your legs straight, and you should feel a stretch along the back of your ankle up into your calf. And switch to the other leg. A hamstring stretch. You can either get your foot up on your bike saddle and handlebars, or if you want, you can just kick it out in front of you a little bit and keep your lower back nice and straight as you bend towards your leg. Stretching the back of your leg right behind your knee. You keep the lower back nice and flat, because if you curl your back, you're shortening the hamstring. And you can switch legs, and that's the muscle that we're trying to elongate with the stretch. So you want to keep that lower back nice and flat. Well, let's move to the hip rotators. Get your ankle across the opposite knee in a figure four. And just lean towards that knee. You can use a wall or your bike seat or something to help you keep balance. If you can get a deeper stretch, put that knee that's making the figure four, push it away from you. And switch to the opposite side. The last stretch, let's get the quadriceps. You're going to hold on to your ankle with one hand and pull it back towards your buttocks. Keep your knees together in the front. You don't want to risk tearing something. The last little thing, switch legs and stretch the other quadricep. Relax that down. Good work. This was Spinning Workout 3. My name's Jamie. And you can find my spinning workouts at tryhardest.blogspot.com.